Good evening, everyone. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Babylon Board of Education meeting of November 2nd, 2020. At this time, I'd like to have a moment of reflection and a moment of silence for our dear friend, Mayor Ralph Squardino. I'm going to take the liberty of beginning tonight's meeting before we get into the business portion, the public hearing and the business portion, to say a few words as the superintendent of the district in support of our friendship with Mayor Squardino. Needless to say, I was shocked and saddened last week when I heard the news about my dear friend, Mayor Ralph Squardino. Way of background, years ago when I came to the district, he was one of the first people that I met. We immediately created a friendship together, a partnership, and our years working together were wonderful. He was a dear friend of mine, a confidant, someone that I could call, that he could call me, and I think we worked very well together in tandem. He was a true champion of public education. It was my honor to work with a committee years ago that nominated him for the Distinguished Alumni Hall of Fame. I don't know how many people realize this, but he was a Babylon alumni. His photograph, his plaque now will always be remembered on our alumni Hall of Fame, and I'm so happy about that. He was just a true gentleman. He's done so much for Babylon Village. I, for one, will miss him greatly, and I just want to extend my thoughts and prayers to his lovely family, his wife Linda, his children, his grandchildren. I'm just so sad tonight. I know the village will be left in good hands. Moving ahead, but I'm very saddened tonight, and he deserves our sincere respect. So thoughts and prayers with the family. Dr. Daly, would you like to say any comments about Mayor Squardino?
Thank you, Mr. Grassi. I echo your sentiments, and I had the privilege and honor of working with Mayor Squardino for 21 years, and you know, we may have been on different ends of issues from time, but where Mayor Squardino was unwavering was in the area doing what was best for the residents and the students of the community. I learned a lot from him. I will miss him. The district will miss him. And I wish his family all the best. It was a great run that I had with Ralph, and as I said, I'll miss him. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving on, we're going to go into a public hearing on the district-wide safety plan. Basically, I will tell you, this past summer, we sought out to have our district-wide safety plan reviewed, and the draft has been posted for the last 30 days on the district website. I will tell you, after the review, very little structurally changed regarding procedures, because when we had reviews done in the past, we took feedback from the Suffolk County Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, Homeland Security, and we incorporated all of that feedback into the draft plan that you see. So we decided to have that draft plan reviewed again. But the bulk of the work moving forward is to now conduct tabletop discussions based on each building's unique emergency plan and discuss how each building's addressing the challenges now faced in the region stemming from COVID. So that's our work now. But the plan is a great plan. It's a solid plan. It's a plan our leaders know well, and that we take ourselves through every year with the many, many drills that we do. So I want to thank the community for taking a look at that plan. It has been up to 30 days. We're going to be asking that the board officially approves it tonight. And
just before you go, yes. I just didn't think that the regular meeting. So you can finish
okay.
Talking. So just hold on one second.
So that's all I have to say on that. And go ahead.
Okay. So we just went a little out of order. So may I have a motion to recess the regular business meeting to conduct the public hearing on the proposed 2021 district-wide safety plan? This is Allison, seconded by Mrs. Zorba. All those in favor? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So yeah, you know, those comments come under the public hearing. There were no questions per se on the document itself. Like I was saying, the questions now come under us doing tabletop discussions and ongoing trainings now with experts in the field where they think we can tighten up aspects of that plan as they relate to drills in a COVID reality that we're living in. Okay. So with that being said, the Board of Education is asked to approve that plan document tonight. Once that is approved, then we are good to go. I'd like to do this on an annual basis, but know that very little structurally in that plan changed. All right. Are there any questions from the Board of Education? Thank you. May I have a motion to adjourn the public hearing on the proposed 2021 district-wide safety plan and reconvene the regular business meeting? Mrs. Jurek, seconded by Mrs. Nowesi. All in favor? Passes 7-0. Okay, item 5. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular business meeting of October 5, 2020 and work study meeting of October 19, 2020? 10A, seconded by Mrs. Jurek. All in favor? Passes 7-0. Item 6. May I have a motion to approve the treasurer's and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for September 2020? Mr. Montalto, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? Passes 7-0. Item 7. The superintendent's report. Okay, I do have quite a number of items to report on tonight. First of all, as we near the end of the first quarter of instruction, I just want to comment on the outstanding efforts of our students and staff as they together have navigated teaching and learning while ensuring compliance with physical distancing guidelines. Every day, the students and staff continue to impress us. They have met all compliances with exceptional attention to detail when it comes to following safety protocols. Our outdoor spaces have been transformed into alternative instructional areas, and many classes are enjoying being outside for various activities, such as physical education, or to even enjoy a read aloud with their classes. In addition, teachers have begun to reimagine past educational practices and develop new lessons that keep students engaged and excited about learning. With that being said, social-emotional education was also at the center of this year's curriculum at all grade levels, with an emphasis on reacclimating students to the school environment. Throughout the district, school counselors have been visiting classrooms to lead discussions that help students develop the abilities to understand and manage their emotions, show empathy for others, work towards achieving positive goals, build and maintain positive relationships, and make responsible choices. And that work continues in all of our classrooms. The district is also proud to continue with its one-to-one initiative, which through technology is teaching our students 21st century skills such as critical and creative thinking, problem solving, information and computer skills, interpersonal skills, and self-direction. Our K-12 teachers are integrating technological instruction into their curriculum so that students are prepared in case of upcoming school closures. And our K-6 students now take their devices back and forth to school on a daily basis. I think everyone has done a remarkable job, and it must go stated and noticed and appreciated. I do have a lengthy letter going home this week to families as to updates, particularly paying attention to the colder weather as the holidays approach, as well as, you know, the vacations that seem to be approaching as well. So please be on the lookout for that, all families. On to the next topic, I want to talk about the live virtual streaming update at the junior senior high school. Last week marked the first full complete week of live virtual streaming at Babylon Junior Senior High School. Our technology department was available throughout the week to help and support our teachers and students, as well as our identified turnkey teacher trainers. We have an army on the ground of wonderful teachers who are helping their colleagues. It's just so nice to see. In general, I think the first week went very well. Technology inside the district, for the most part, worked effectively. And for the most part, I think on the student's end, it also worked very effectively. As a district, we extend accolades to everybody for navigating the technological platform during these times. And we also understand that we will undoubtedly have to troubleshoot from time to time as little challenges come along the way. And that's just the nature of the world we're living in. But I think everybody has done a terrific job. And thank you to our high school staff for navigating that new platform so well. And thank you to our families for being considerate, knowing, you know, what we had to launch. I want to talk a little bit about AP honors. I'm pleased to report that the district honors a total of 55 AP scholars based on last year's AP administrations. This is the most I think we've ever had. We had a total of those 55 students. We had 31 students who achieved AP scholar designation. We had 15 students who achieved the title of AP scholar with honors, and we had a total of 9 students who earned the title of AP scholar with distinction. Again, congratulations to all students identified by the College Board. On to intramurals. Although the official start of the 2021 athletic season for all school districts in Section 11 was delayed, Babylon School District worked to provide its student athletes with opportunities to stay physically fit and active. As you know, students in grades 7 through 12 have the ability to attend optional fall athletic camps and clinics right here on our athletic fields in field hockey, football, boys and girls cross country, boys and girls soccer, boys and girls tennis. All clinics are run by members of our school varsity, junior varsity, and junior high coaching staff, with the goal of promoting and improving fitness among our young athletes. The program is taking place completely outdoors in compliance with COVID-19 regulations and includes conditioning, skill and drill development, and strategy instruction. I want to give a special thanks to our athletic department, particularly Mr. DeJoseph and our coaches, for spearheading these opportunities that keep athletes engaged. I also want to compliment our school buildings for getting our school clubs up and running very shortly. We're very pleased to be approving tonight a wide array of 7 through 12 clubs that will renew for the 2021 school year. Most of the clubs here at the Junior Senior High School will run in person and some will be virtual in nature. The idea is that these clubs at the 7 through 12 level will be self-sustaining in the event that we were to ever close for an extended period of time. And hence, they would and could easily shift to a fully virtual-only platform. At the December meeting, we will also be approving the slate of K-6 clubs for our elementary students to enjoy. So we look forward to that happening. And just some gentle reminders for this upcoming week. Tomorrow is Election Day. It will be a full virtual day of instruction for all students, K-12. As a reminder, a previous notice to all families was distributed a couple of weeks ago, so it's the first day of at-home virtual instruction for all kids, K-12. And secondly, this Friday, November 6th, marks the conclusion of the end of quarter one at the 7-12 level. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Great news on the
AP
scholar.
Thank you. Yes, first, I did that. Thank you.
committee reports. Audit Committee, Mrs. Donaldson. Thank you. So you will see that we have four items up for approval this evening. I'm just going to ask if Dr. Daly can give us a little bit of insight onto the corrective action plan, which is items 18 and 19.
Sure.
Thank you.
So on tonight's agenda, items 16 to 19 deal with recently completed audits by our internal audit firm, Meraki Smith, and our external auditor, Colin Andonowski. Each audit is on the agenda for your approval, and with each audit is a corrective action plan on management's response to the comments that were cited in each of the reports. The internal audit has a total of 5 comments. 4 of those comments stem from observations made in the area of personnel, human resources or personnel files. 1 dealt with fixed assets. Our independent audit includes just 1 comment that deals with the summer handicap stack filing. That has already been resolved. So overall, I think the reports reflect favorably on the district. Both of these reports will also be included on the district website under the audit committee tab.
Thank you very much, Dr. Daly. And we don't have a meeting date set yet. Usually it takes a few more months before we meet again. So once we have that date, we will let you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Donaldson. Finance Committee?
The Finance Committee will be meeting the next time on November 16th at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Mrs. Juris. Buildings and Grounds?
Buildings and Grounds will be meeting on January 25th at 6 p.m. We have nothing to report right now.
Thank you. Curriculum? Curriculum for the next meeting on December 7th at 3:15. My apologies, Mrs. Classic.
Technology?
Okay, thank you. Okay, so technology department is still continuing to update devices throughout the district. They are working on managing virtual and in-person IT needs of students and teachers. The IT department is continuing to push forward with the IT security goals that they have set forth for the school year, as well as implementing EdLaw 2D, which is officially in place as of October 15th. And has begun working on the 21-22 budget. You can believe that already. Our next meeting is scheduled for November 16th at 5:30.
Thank you. And okay, good evening. Tonight on the agenda is the second reading and adoption of policy 5500, students' records and regulation. This policy is being modified to reflect the recent state regulations implementing, again, education law 2D regarding data privacy and security. The next policy meeting will be on Monday, December 7th at 5:30.
Thank you all. On to new business. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 24? Mr. Montalto, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Discussion? All in favor? Passes 7-0. I have a motion to approve items 1 through 24. Mrs. Pennett, Mrs. DeLorba, any discussion? All in favor? Passes 7-0. Other business.
So my other piece of business is last month I attended a webinar that was about diversity and inclusion in public schools. It was nice to kind of piggyback on what I said the year before, like discipline and how we create a happy, safe environment for our students. It was great. And the really thing that I do know that we do our diversity issues may not be so great here, but this is going to contribute especially going forward. More about culture sensitivity than even, you know, race relations, things like that. It's really good. But the one point that really ran true to me was that every decision made in the school should be how it benefits children. We always have to make sure it starts with the child, because we actually got never about the adults and the children. I just thought that. And I'm going to be very much in what we're going on in our district and in the spirit of that.
Thank you, Mrs. Gerald. It's very important for all of us to remember that what's best for children is what's best for the district. Any other business? Do we have any representative organization? Okay, I'm going to talk on behalf of the Babylon K-6 PTA. Just want to thank them for their recent efforts. Recently, if you've noticed, you know, we've had some bad weather recently, a little rain come up, but every year they do that, they deliver pumpkins all over the place, a little pumpkin patch. Unfortunately, you know, the rain, you know, sort of rained everything out, but thank you for delivering, you know, those pumpkins for us to continue with that annual tradition. Also, we have had the pleasure through the help of Babylon Strong and I believe it's Sloan Capo and coming up with the help of the PTA to have the guest DJ doing the grade school and elementary school recess. I was actually there today and observed it. The kids love it and it gets them out and about and active. And it's just wonderful. So thank you to all of those organizations for that, you know, after lunch program that all of the children K through 16 enjoyed very much. Also picture days that were socially, responsibly paced out outside went very well this year at the K through 6 level. Thank you to our PTA who work within, you know, physical distancing guidelines to make that happen. And we also want to remind all families K through 6, we do have a PTA membership drive going. We're looking for 100% participation among parents and staff. So that's what I want to report tonight. Thank you, and thank you to those organizations for their support. Moving on, questions and comments from the room, Mrs. Rogers, please call us up. Yes. We do have a number of questions and comments. We have a number of questions from senior parents and a couple of questions from elementary parents, sort of all aligned with the same idea. I'm not going to read each one, but we have 10 parents. I'll read the names: Jennifer Convoy, Christine Scala, Lynette Teeger, Michael Petratus, Ann Logan, Giselle Kronk, David Moraska, Maria McSweeney. Those parents were concerned about what are we doing to bring seniors back and that we keep seniors, our senior class, high on the list at the grade level that we were to bring students back. They want to, you know, keep that grade level as a priority, but they feel that that grade level would be the priority. We do have a couple of questions from younger parents. One particularly from Angela Campagna saying, what is being addressed regarding return to full day for all students in 7 through 12? I take it representing the younger parents. So we're going to answer that question tonight as best as we can. And just know that we're proactively looking at everything. I think one of the things that we've tried to do so well is that we've tried to always be proactive, surveying parents, looking at what we're doing, making changes. I will tell you, under the circumstances, we are doing as a district, the very best that we can under the current state Department of Health and Safety restrictions. As a district, the current New York State Department of Health outlines that we must maintain a 6-foot head-to-head with mask distance indoors. And Babylon School District is following those guidelines. Our district is abiding by that guidance to ensure the health and safety of everybody. Right now, with those guidelines in place, we cannot get students back into the physical setting at the 7 to 12 level as is. Now, I will tell you, If guidance from the State Department of Health were to ever change, just know that we will act accordingly and expeditiously based on change guidance in the field. We are looking closely right now at the uptick in COVID cases at the county level, and we are continuing to explore options very cautiously. We know that the seventh and grade is a more vulnerable population, while we also understand that we have to find ways, and we've discussed with our building principal how to engage the upperclassmen, especially the senior classes there last year. So with that being said, I just want to leave everybody with this. You know, we just started on our new schedule that's coming out at the beginning of the second quarter at the 7th and 12th level. We just started with live streaming. We're going to take it slow. We need to see how it goes. But know that we're proactively looking at everything in the days and weeks to come. With that being said, I do want to bring the attention of the senior parents and the seniors to today, where Principal Cerrone just reached out with a survey to that specific community of seniors and their parents to engage them on how they could, you know, make their senior year very, very engaging and delightful. So I hope that you answer the survey and meet his call to get involved. Okay? So, we have a couple of other questions here. We received an email from Fumi Otomo. She was asking about clubs at the elementary and grade school. I think I answered that in my report, so I will probably not go into that additionally again. She asks a question that DJ Bobby Shea was a very welcome recess break. I would agree during the month of October. And yes, we will be continuing DJ Bobby Shea for the month of November. As I mentioned, he was a great fit for the kids. He gave love him. This is a great question. What is the process for moving a virtual student to live in-person learning? If a student opted for full virtual, but the parent feels that they could be getting a better education by being in school, can they switch? And what is the turnaround time? They can definitely put in a request to come back to school full time. We would request that the parent reaches out to the building principal. Keep in mind, you have to have physical space in the in-person class to allow that to happen. That was clearly communicated back in the summer. There has to be physical space, 6 foot head-to-head distance for desk in that class to allow that to happen. So if you are a parent in that situation, I would suggest you reach out to the building principal and see if they can, if you could accommodate your request. Okay. And then finally, we have a couple of questions here. Okay. All right, some districts from the Campania, some districts have begun to have in-person Board of Education meetings. Would we as a district be seeing this anytime in the near future? We are following the executive order that allows right now at this time virtual meetings. Once the governor releases that, that is something that the Board of Education will discuss as we move forward. But right now we are holding with the live stream video in the current situation we're in, just like our local boards of government continue to do. Second question, and I'm going to pivot this over to Dr. Daly. For new business agenda items 18 and 19, this is also asked by Mrs. Berry. What are the items and issues to be addressed in the corrective action plan as a result of the independent external audit for the 1920 school year and the internal audit for the 1920 school year?
Uh,
Yes, I commented on them earlier. As I said, in the internal audit, there are a total of 5 comments. I'm not going to go into them in detail. They will be up on the district website tomorrow, so anybody interested can read them word for word. And the independent audit has 1 comment. And again, it revolves around summer special education billing. And that report also will be up on the district's website tomorrow with the corrective action plan for both.
Excellent. Thank you very much, everyone. Future board meetings. Monday, November 16th, there'll be a work study meeting at 7:30. And Monday, December 7th, there'll be a regular business meeting at 7:30. I have a motion to adjourn. This is Jer, seconded by Mrs. Gillespie. All in favor? Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.